Blackstone Audio presents A Welcome Grave by Michael Corita, read by Scott Brick. For my sister Jennifer, who read my first book many years ago and managed not to laugh. Part 1. Family Business. Chapter 1. Sometime after midnight, on a moonless October night turned harsh by a fine wind-swept rain, one of the men I liked least in the world was murdered in a field near Bedford, just south of the city. Originally, they assumed the body had only been dumped there. That Alex Jefferson had been killed somewhere else, dead maybe before the mutilation began. They were wrong. It was past noon the next day when the body was discovered. A dozen vehicles were soon assembled in the field. Police cars, evidence vans, an ambulance that could serve no purpose, but was dispatched anyhow. I wasn't there, but I could imagine the scene. I'd certainly been to enough like it. But maybe not. Maybe not. The things they saw that day, things I heard about secondhand, from cops who recited the news in the distanced way that only hardened professionals can manage. They weren't things I dealt with often. Jefferson was brought from the city with his hands and feet bound with rope, duct tape over his mouth. A half mile down a dirt track leading into an empty field, he was removed from a vehicle, tire tracks suggested a van, and subjected to a systematic torture killing that was apparently quite slow in reaching the second stage. Autopsy results and scenarios created...